Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you know what I mean when you hear who's with us. Brian Moran's back. Brian is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, Executive Director of Sales Development at the Wall Street Journal, my favorite newspaper on the planet. And he's our good friend. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always glad to be here with you. It's
good to have you back. Hey, Brian, you know, one of the really annoying, really stubborn headwinds of this so-called recovery is unemployment. We got a sack of snakes here. With as one of my old mentors used to say when he was talking about something that just wouldn't go away, and that's the complexity of not only the unemployed scenario that we have, but the fact that people just, companies, businesses, you know, I just don't want to hire folks. They just, the last jobs number we got last week was almost shocking. It was so low. It was like, what, you know, in the teens, 18,000 or something like that, and it needs to be 318,000. And
right,
what do you think's the problem?
Two four-letter words which we just can't seem to get past, and that they are fear and risk. They still prevail in our economy, and I think, you know, when it comes to small business hiring, a lot of people like to talk about small businesses leading the recovery, as they have done in so many past mm-hmm. recessions, that entrepreneurs are willing to step off the highway. You know, if small business is on one side of the highway, the banks are on the other side. I'm talking about a six-lane highway. We need to meet in the middle, all right, and say, okay, I'm willing to take risk, you're willing to take risk, we'll meet in the middle, and you lend us the money, and we'll go and we'll put that into the economy. And we're willing to sign the dotted line and say, we need to hire people to grow our business. Fear and risk, historically, they didn't prevent small businesses from stepping, you know, out towards the median. They've always prevented the banks. But this one's different because now even small businesses are starting to buy into the fact.
You're talking about a standoff, basically. And
yeah,
and
they're going to get run over.
Well, the thing that I think is, where I think we are is you're exactly right. And there's nothing, since small businesses who have survived they've obviously figured out how to operate with what they have.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they're not growing like they want to grow, they, without some kind of stimulus, either from customers or from some economic good news that makes them want to, you know, be prepared to take advantage, without something to motivate them to take the next step, to borrow money, to hire an employee, whatever it is, without something being out there to do that, Why would they do that? Why would they hire somebody? There's no reason for them to do that, and that's the funk that we're in here now. That's this mm-hmm. this and I called it about a year ago. I predicted this because I remember you're too young to remember the Carter days, Brian, but I remember the Carter days, and it's a malaise. We have
right.
a malaise situation. What do you think?
Unfortunately, I'm old enough to remember the Carter days, and what we see. What we see today is small businesses are learning from their you know, bigger brothers in corporate
yep.
America. You know, you look in corporate America, they've had some of the, you know, the largest profit quarters ever. I think it was $1.7 trillion in the fourth
yeah.
quarter
yeah.
of last year. They have about $2 trillion sitting on the sidelines
in cash.
Right now. in cash, and they're not spending it. There's no incentive. So they're record-setting performances, and yet in 2005, they made less money. Corporate America made less profits in 2005 when unemployment was under 5%.
Right.
Now they've made more profits, and unemployment is at 9.2%. So
right.
What does that tell you? You don't need the jobs to make the money.
And
so without them spending and pulling that money out of the system, the wheels won't turn.
Well, the thing, as we wrap up here, Brian, I think the biggest thing that small business owners are afraid of, the fear you talked about, is the government. I think that's where the biggest fear is. Quickly, what do you think?
I think they're definitely part of the situation. I think we all need to come to the table and say, how are we going to resolve this once and for all?
Well, as long as politics are involved, which as it is right now, until we get some leadership in Washington, I don't think that's going to happen. Quick break, 20 till. We're going to talk about some other things after these messages with Brian Moran.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.